It's the up and running morning show on 98.1 KZE, and we have been in the studio with Steve Gorn, and we played some band and Bob Dylan with Don't You Tell Henry right after a real nice long piece from Steve Gorn. I probably ruined the title. What was that called?
What was that?
It was Vanay Desh.
No. Okay. No. We're playing at the Maverick on Saturday night, and you heard a little bit of a duet that I had with Vinay Desai. Oh. Vinay Desai, who plays the Indian, the hammer dulcimer, the Indian version called Santur. And if you were listening, you could hear that shimmering quality of the Santur and how it really... mingles with the sound of the bamboo flute. And that's really our sound, you know, to evoke the mood of a particular piece.
And you're also playing at Maverick on Saturday with the tabla player.
Yeah, indeed. You know, Maverick's been wonderful to me for the past really 20 years. They've invited me to have a Saturday night program, and I've invited two really stellar Indian musicians to join me. Sitar player sometimes, a vocalist sometime. And Vinay and I have played there before. People really just love that sound.
Yeah.
And it's accompanied by tabla, which you said is your favorite.
I just love
this rhythmic play that my dear friend Samir Chatterjee, who lives in New York City.
Oh, wow.
Who I've played with now for 25, 30 years. So he joins us, and that's our trio, you know, and we really just try to open up music that fills the space, you know, beautiful Saturday night, outdoors, nothing like playing at the Maverick.
Well, I asked you a moment ago, as the song was playing, how do you know where it starts and stops, or how do you know one song from the next song, and is it structured? Is it written out?
This music is called raga. Raga, R-A-G-A. And the great Ravi Shankar defined raga as to color the mind. To color the mind. So every piece has a mood, an emotion. Actually, pieces that are set to different times of day or a season of the year. And it's a classical music, yet it's not written down. It's music that's communicated, transmitted in what we call the oral tradition from a guru, teacher, to a student. And, you know, like good food that marinates, you listen and you listen and you play by imitation, and gradually you find your own way to play within the what I call the mandala of the classical form, but at the same time, improvising what we play.
That's really interesting. Who leads who at that point?
Well, when there's two of us playing the melodic side, as we are here, it's really conversational. I could play something, and Vinay would respond to it. He might play a version of the same thing, or he might, it's like the you and I talking to each other, you know, and we can interrupt each other with something that's more of a question, and then you would answer it, or we do something together. And because it's a classical form, there are, you could say, there are musical, grammatical things that we're following that we both know.
So there's some rules.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely rules. And when the tabla comes in, we're playing in a rhythm cycle. So the raga, the melody side, is enhanced by what we call tala. And tal is the rhythm cycle. So everything is occurring in a rhythm cycle of very often not just 4-4 or 3-4 as in common in Western music, but it could be 10. Could be 2+3, could be 3+4. And that's what gives the music a real dance that I love.
And what you specialize in with this group is the Bansuri flute.
Well, that's my instrument.
Yeah, yeah. And where did this originate from?
Well, the flute is something that has a place in very heartfelt place in Indian culture, because Krishna, the that mythic trickster god, Krishna played the bamboo flute, and they say that he played that flute and havoc broke loose. The women left their husbands. They ran towards that flute, because in a way it's a metaphor for getting close to something sacred, leaving the ordinary, getting to something sacred. And that's really the origin of the flute, actually, in many cultures. Here, I play a large bamboo flute that comes from the tropical rainforests of eastern India, Assam, what's now Bangladesh. And I'm playing music that actually is what a singer would perform. So when I play for you in a moment, you'll see I can slide around on this flute the way a vocalist works.
Let me ask you this. What is the difference between the Bansuri flute and, let's say, a Native American flute?
Well, a Native American flute is often cedar. And it's actually, the main thing is that it's played vertically.
Oh.
You blow in the top. And the music is more part of a ceremonial situation. The songs invoke a ceremonial community.
They have a soulful resonance of both Native American and Indian.
Yeah.
That sound is...
Well, that's true. The flute in so many different cultures evokes something, and yet the sound can be quite different. In Japan, the shakuhachi is really where breath becomes sound, becomes music. The Indian sound is a little sweeter. In the Arabic world, there's a whole quality of a Persian neigh that's just gives me goosebumps when I hear it. It's so beautiful.
So this particular instrument, of course, to make is not so expensive.
You know, that's an interesting question. It's just a stick of bamboo that someone burned holes in. But to get one that really has a rich timbre, I mean...
That makes a difference, then.
My teacher gave me this flute 30 years ago, and it's the one that I love playing. And I have many other ones.
Do they sound differently, or... Do they sound similar?
And of course the range, you know, smaller flutes are going to have higher pitch. But this one, the one you heard on the sample with the santur, is this classic North Indian low alto range. It responds to kind of an alto range Western flute.
Would you like to play?
I would like to play for you.
I would love to hear that. This is Steve Gorin. He is part of an incredible trio that's playing at the Maverick Concert Hall this Saturday from 8 till 10. Maverickconcerts.org for more information. And before you play, I want to just ask, why do you play with a drone?
Okay, so you can hear in the background... a version of the instrument tambura. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Coming out? Okay. And the tambura is a string instrument. This is an electronic version. Not too loud, but just enough. Because basically, this is going to create, you could say, the ground out of which the notes of the raga arise. Thank you.
That was magnificent. Now, how do you know when the piece starts and ends? Like, all of a sudden you were like, okay, here we come to the end.
Okay, so I'm sitting here in the studio, and it's 9-something in the morning, and I'm not sure what I'm going to play.
Okay.
But I summon a raga that is played in the morning, morning time piece. It's got a name. It's called Nota Bhairav. And it's got a, as I like to use a Buddhist term here, it's got a mandala of notes. And I've absorbed the way to introduce those notes, not as a scale going up and down, but featuring different melodic contours that I want to stress. Certain notes that I want to really land on and rest with. Certain notes that have a sense of tension against that drone background that makes you feel it's got to go somewhere. A little bit like, you know, the way in Western music, in harmony, there's a sense of tension and resolution. It's a version of that, you know. And then basically I walk into the piece. I wade into the piece, note by note. I'm improvising it, but I'm improvising it in the way that if I was to sketch the portrait of a good friend, you know, I might start here, I might start there, but when you're done, you know, it's Virginia, you know, like that.
How cool. Well, Steve Gorin, it's a pleasure to have you here in the studio, and I can only suggest that people get tickets before they're sold out for Steve Gorin. And name the folks you're playing with again.
Yeah, this is Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Maverick, the Indian Music Trio with Vinay Desai playing the santur, Samir Chatterjee playing tabla, and Steve Gorin playing the bansuri flute.
I think we should try to have that drone around all the time.
Oh yeah, yeah, it works. It works. It works on you. Yeah, yeah. I've been thinking about having it as an implant. So,
okay, Steve Gorin, our guest. Don't miss the legendary Steve Gorin at Maverick Concert Hall this Saturday night, 8 o'clock show. maverickconcerts.org. Get your tickets now before they're gone, and enjoy your day. Steve, thanks for joining us. It's always
thanks
a pleasure.
So much, Rick. Really a pleasure.
We will be right back, so don't you go anywhere. 98.1 KZE.